years now, I've been saying, you know what, 36, that was lower than it was in 1998. But actually, the 33 is going back to the early 1990s, a lower conversion factor than in 1992. And as of today, we still have no permanent solution to the physician fee schedule. We want them to come up with something permanent that will be more realistic of our cost. And so far, no one seems to know exactly how to perfect the system for physician fee reimbursement. In addition to that, we have so many new methodologies that we're having to learn about and become accustomed with, and each one of these has a major impact on our reimbursement. You know what? I'm still a little upset about the consultation codes. You know, for a while, some of the major carriers were continuing to accept the consultation codes, and I was telling my audiences, you know, if Medicare said that the reason they discontinued paying them, one of the major reasons, was because of improper documentation or inefficient documentation, you know, you better sort of look at those carriers that are still accepting them, because they've already been alerted by Medicare that, you know what, we may not be documenting our consults correctly, and so that would be a hot item, audit item on their agendas as well. And then, of course, they started announcing that most of them will not